Hey, welcome to this episode of Musings. I have to apologize somewhat because I don't have a working camera. I do actually have a working camera. I'm using it right now, but I don't remember how to use it. It's my old camera. It's I can't see the screen. I don't know if it's in focus. So if this video is really out of focus or like the, I don't know, it's like way off to the side, I can't tell. I'm just working with what I have and hopefully I can get to the main one fixed soon. What I wanted to talk about today was philosophy. And specifically, I wanted to talk about how I've made some decisions recently. So I've been planning for the upcoming fall session because I'm going to be selecting my fall classes soon. And I'm coming up on the end of my fourth semester, my fourth full semester of university, which makes me about at the halfway mark of my full class schedule. And where I'm expected to take 40 classes, typical university load I've done as of this point, it'll be 19. So I'm really close to the midway point. Now, the things that I've been thinking about in this time, when I started last year, January of 2022, was my first month of going to university, I had no idea what I was doing. So basically, I took a lot of foundational classes so that I could hopefully feel my way into it. At that point, I didn't know. Maybe I wanted to do an English degree. Maybe I wanted to do a philosophy degree. What about psychology? So I kind of explored them all and set a foundation in all of those so I could decide, okay, well, if I really like philosophy, then now I'll be able to go and take a 200 level philosophy class next time. Or if I really like my English class, I can go to a harder English class next time. So that was a really informational first semester. I realized that I actually don't like taking English classes. Maybe it was just the one I took, but just not my style. I like reading, but not that kind of reading. So that was a good thing to rule out. I did, however, find that I really liked both psychology and philosophy. So what I did in the next semester is a whole bunch of psychology classes, actually enough that I pretty much ended up with a psychology major, or minor, minor by then. And it was at that point where I was like, okay, psychology is really interesting. It's pretty cool. I learned a lot of neat things. I find it fun to read about. But there was an apparent limit in what I felt I was able to get from it. In terms of, but I didn't even really know, this is still last year, I still wasn't really sure what I was looking for. I just had this sense that, okay, this is interesting, it's fun, but I'm not going to get a psychology degree. At most, I would get like a double major involving psychology, but it wouldn't be like my main pursuit. It's just sort of like a fun thing. And also, again, there was a limitation. I wasn't sure where it was limited, but somehow it felt limited. It wasn't giving me some kind of it's not that any of these fields give you answers, but there's something I was seeking that was being unfulfilled in psychology. So I turned to history and I wanted to explore that. Political science was another option, but I ended up kiboshing that before even beginning it. I took a couple history classes and I thought, again, history would be an admirable major. I thought if I have a major in history, that's pretty cool. I thought that it would be cooler to introduce myself as a historian as opposed to a philosopher, which I've mentioned before. It just sounds really pretentious. So I thought, I mean, there's that. That's not a real reason to do it or not do it, but I thought that it just sounded cool. And also, I'm really into history. I've taken music history exams, and I've loved the process of both teaching music history and studying for it. So there was some aspect of familiarity. Like, I know I like this, and I know how to work with it. I'm maybe not the best at it, but I understand the terrain. But once I took a couple history classes, it became apparent to me that I just wasn't as engaged as I was with some of my other classes. For example, I was way more engaged in the psychology classes. So it seemed sort of, well, why would I get a major in this or like a minor even if I just find it hard to stay focused in the lectures? I'm not that interested. I mean, I like reading about history for fun, but maybe it was one of those things not to study in school. You can't force interest. If you're not interested in something, then why would you pursue it, right? So I came up to that, and all of a sudden, now I'm sitting with four semesters behind me, and I'm trying to decide, okay, well, I've gotten most of the core requirements out of the way. So the next half of the credits that I'm going to take are pretty much to do with whatever I decide to major in, and then some electives. So what I was thinking was like, well, let's be efficient. Why not get two majors? In fact, it's very easy to get two majors at my university. I could get just an extra 10 classes would yield me with two pretty much distinct majors, and I thought that's, like, a good deal. It's like the supersize option, I suppose, the value pack. And then after a little bit of thought, that sounded like a really good idea for a while. Why not do a double, like, two majors, not just a double major, but two majors of philosophy and psychology. Or two majors of philosophy and history. Philosophy being the common theme here, because I felt like, yeah, I feel pretty strongly about this one. I'll get to that in a minute. And then I sort of realized recently now that that was a bad idea. Maybe for someone else it would be a good idea, someone who had a clearer sense of what they want to go into in grad school, for example. I know someone who's doing a philosophy and psychology honors degree, and they're going to use their knowledge of both to their benefit when they go to grad school. But from my perspective, if I am thinking about doing grad school, and I would like to explore that in the future, should I get to that point, I think that it would actually be a downside, not an upside, to have two majors. So for example, if I wanted to pursue philosophy in grad school, there seems to be a really useful benefit of, like, the more philosophy knowledge going into that point, the better. So all of a sudden I was thinking about this, it would be way more attractive to me as a student, but probably also prospectively attractive to someone who's letting me into grad school, hopefully, that I have this extensive philosophical training beyond even what the major requires. I think the major requires something like 13 philosophy classes or something like that. What if I did like most of my electives as philosophy? And then all of a sudden I'm covering the major and I'm not distracting myself with something that's not really going to be that relevant to what I might do in grad school. Philosophy is a unique field in that, I don't know if all fields are like this, but there seems to be a big importance on tracing through lines of thought across many different thinkers over many, many years. This separates it from something like, say, science, like chemistry or something like that. With chemistry, you don't need to know the entire history of all the different chemists and the origin of chemistry. I mean, you're going to study that here and there anyway, but that aspect of it isn't actually fundamental to being able to practice chemistry. In order to practice chemistry, you need to have a sense of what's working now, what the general climate is, what the current knowledge is. There's a very current focus aspect with science, what's cutting edge, for example, and that's true of other hard sciences as well. And it's not something that's remotely true at all with philosophy. In fact, with philosophy, if you had only read or kept up with modern philosophy, you would be missing out on like a really important part of the discipline. Somehow, if you want to practice philosophy, you need to continue that through line in some way. You need to build on arguments that are already existing. And it's just totally different, again, than the hard sciences. Maybe even some of the other fields like maybe some of the social sciences too, but I wouldn't want to extend my metaphor too long because I'm not sure how that would carry out. But thinking about this importance of the through line and understanding thoughts, if I want to, for example, join a conversation on the philosophy of religion, then I can't just jump in and blurt out my opinion when I have no understanding of what people have been saying prior to this point. In order to actually continue a discussion on religion in philosophy, you would need to, okay, who were the main thinkers on religion, philosophically speaking? And what were the arguments made for, against, whatever? Does God exist? Does God not exist? Here are the arguments. Okay, now that I have all this this pool of information, now I can contribute my two cents. So this made me realize that it's probably way more valuable to take more philosophy classes, to create more hooks in which to hang my knowledge on. And that would benefit me immensely, not only just as someone who's curious about building a knowledge base in a new field, but also it's just a thing that seems to be required of the field itself and probably would be useful for grad school. So that's the way I'm thinking about it. And once that clicked, everything sort of fell into place. Okay, I'm really gonna go hard on philosophy. And in fact, I was just recently accepted into the honors program. So I'm gonna be getting a honors degree, ideally. That's the goal. I shouldn't say it as if it's a done deal. I still have 2 years of difficult readings, I suppose, to get through to get to that point. But that is the plan. And this brings me to the second part of what I wanted to talk about today, which is why philosophy. And I think about this question a lot because I think about my mom asking me, or like just a family member, someone asking, like, why would you study? What is philosophy? I have a family of very practical people. My family consists of scientists or people in the sciences, as well as accountants. So people who are heavy in the maths, and also people who do like farming, you know, that kind of thing. So these are practical in the earth people who also are very smart. And I want to make sure, like, my family members are brilliant. I think they're really cool people. They're very clever, successful in their chosen fields. But it's a different type of thinking. So it's hard, and it has been hard for me to articulate, like, why philosophy? It's cool. I like reading hard books. Sort of like my really lame answer. Having given it a little bit more thought recently, especially deciding to double down on it in the form of a honors major, there are a few different things, and I think a lot of them ultimately are a little bit on the emotional side. I think when we're choosing what we're doing, for some of us, perhaps there's function. Like, I'm going to study accounting because accounting will get me a good job. That's totally valid. But I also think that there's probably some pull, whichever, hopefully, I guess, I hope you're not doing something that you hate. But there's a pull to a thing that, like, oh, I find this interesting. Or I find there's something true here. Maybe there's a connection of understanding in the way that you understand the world. So someone who's really science-oriented might find that in studying, like, say, physics or something like that, there's this nice unity between the way that they already understand the world and how this particular science is explaining the world. There's sort of like a nice synergy there, almost like your instinct and inclination is already kind of lined up with the worldview explained by that particular field. And this is something that has attracted me to music. There's something in music that, I mean, I hope it's obvious, I have a music channel, so there's something in music, though, that I connect with. I think a lot of people do. I mean, a lot of people love listening to music. It's a different thing when you pick up music as a discipline and a practice. So if you go through the rigor of practicing piano a lot for many years, that speaks to a sort of different kind of relationship with music than someone might have if they're just casually listening to music. It's not to downgrade the relationship. Like, someone might be a significant music lover and music appreciator without having played an instrument. It's not a prerequisite for the connection, but it's a different kind of connection. So someone who, I guess, like myself, who's gone through the rigor of learning a music instrument, I have this this relationship with music where I feel as though there's some access to truth about the way reality works, or about the way that I work, that I find available in music in a way that is basically not, it's not a verbal thing. And it's a very difficult thing to explain. If you've ever had like a transformative experience, you'll find that you're using a lot of words that, like, oh, I can't explain it, or this doesn't make sense. But a lot of qualifiers like that, because it is heavily feeling based. But there's something that I intuit when I'm playing music or when I'm listening to music sometimes where my ordinary existence breaks open a little bit, and I have this window to something deeper, something more true. It's like reaching through the grit of everyday life and touching on something that's more pure and more maybe fundamentally human in some kind of way, something more beautiful than raw existence. And then, you know, you get back to raw existence. But it's this touching, this grasping of something beautiful, something true. Because interestingly, what's true, what feels true, is often what's beautiful, or they get described in a similar way. You reach for this thing, and you get this thing, and you have this experience of, yeah, this is how the world works. This is how things really are. This is how I really am, or whatever it may be. And music has been this gateway for me in a way that I haven't really been able to articulate, but this is the relationship I have with music. When I've been studying psychology, I've been hoping that psychology could give me that same feeling. Because I'm really interested in how things work. I shouldn't say things. I'm not that interested in how things work. Scientists are interested in how things work. Like a chemist, how does this chemical work, or whatever. I'm more interested, how do people work? What does it mean to be being, or, you know, the kind of question that Heidegger would pose, which is something that's very top of mind right now. So that's where my headspace is. But is there a God? Those kinds of questions, the big stuff, the messy stuff, the stuff that can't be put through an empirical test. That's the kind of stuff that I feel really drawn to. And psychology seems to provide answers for that. Well, we have empirical studies that can tell you about optimists and pessimists and these things. And I think you can learn, it's really fun to read about, but it still doesn't tell me about my experience of the world. Psychology can't give me that feeling of beauty and truth that I am able to get with music. Having knowledge grounded in science is really useful for the advancements of technology and things like that. But studying the sciences does not give me that feeling either, that feeling of opening up to some kind of deeper truth, some kind of synergy between what I understand and what the field is providing as an understanding. I know that people have this. So I know that there's astronomers who feel this way about astronomy. I know that there is biologists who feel this way about biology and maybe would use less woo-woo words about it. But there's probably some kind of like fundamental, that's really cool, that I just don't have, I think, in some way with other fields. But here's where philosophy comes in. Because I feel like all these other fields are unable to touch these questions. Science doesn't want to touch the question of God with like a 50-foot pole, right? That's metaphysics. That's garbage. That's not science. And that's the stuff that I feel really drawn to. I just keep using the religion one as a specific example. I'm not more drawn to that question than any of these others, like what is life, what is being, etc. They all interest me. I'm just using them to illustrate the idea that there are these cool core questions that are that humans have been probably asking for thousands of years, that we've been wondering about, that really matter, but that aren't touched by these by the sciences. But yet they're touched by art, and art is something really unique in this way. And they're touched by music, which is a form of art, and they're touched by spiritual practices as well. So I find myself really drawn to philosophy because philosophy does the same thing. I think that, at least for me, that music does. It opens up this experience where these rigorous thinkers are trying to grapple with enormously complex subjects that the field of science has pretty much completely neglected. Like, no, we can't deal with this. We can't deal with the nature of being. We can't deal with like subjective experiences. We can deal with like brain chemistry and genes and probabilities, but we can't speak to like what it means to be having a subjective experience at this exact moment. And philosophy goes there, and it's not a settled thing. So it's not like there's an answer. It's not like you're going to start studying philosophy and like, oh, I've solved the God question finally, once and for all. But there's the wrestling and grappling with these difficult ideas that have that same feeling of breaking through to something that feels more fundamental on an experiential level than the study of hard sciences does for me. So that was this is not a good answer for if my mom was to ask me, why philosophy? What the hell is that? That would have been way too long of an explanation. So I feel like I need to find a way to pare it down. It's like one or two sentences. I don't know if anyone has any suggestions. I know that there are some of you in who watch these videos who've studied philosophy in way more of a detailed manner than I have. So I'd be really curious about how you deal with the fact that no one seems to know what the field is, for starters. And also the sort of philosophy is totally pointless. And I think it's, it doesn't, music, I think some people think is pointless too. But again, these are the things that I feel like carve away all of the kind of crap, and to put it in a very like beautiful language, to get to like the core of something, like the root of what it means to be human, and the experience of that, like the actual lived experience, not just like some kind of technical or mathematical formula, which I think is really interesting personally. And I'm not saying this as a way to convert anyone, but it's a way to maybe understand why I like what I like. Why do I like philosophy? I think I have a much better grip on that now. It gets to that meaning. It gives me that feeling to make it very woo-woo. So how would I tell this to my mom? It makes me feel good. Mom, why do I want to study philosophy? Because it provides, I think, some of the best ways to think about the most interesting issues of what it means to be a human being. It also, I mean, I could add all the kind of peripheral stuff too. So philosophy would make me, in theory, a better writer. Also a better thinker, because it involves a lot of not just dense reading and not just, you know, powers of interpretation that need honing, which requires an expansiveness in itself, but it also forces you to think more logically, more clearly. How do you convey such a complicated thought? How do you defend the existence of God? In order to do these things effectively, you need an enormously transparent thought process that you can detail to someone as like a clear and organic argument. It's really hard to do that. It's hard enough to read someone else do that. A lot of these works are really difficult, let alone to create your own argument of any substance. And I think that's really cool to be training for as well. Why do I want to get better at arguing? I think being good at communicating is a life skill, not just if you're doing random YouTube videos, but even to have more rich conversations with other people, which is one of the great joys in life. One of my favorite things in the world to do is just like have a 3-hour chat with someone. So maybe philosophy will enable me to have more meaningful chats. And that's what I'm paying for. Mom, I'll get the answer eventually. Anyways, I hope you got something out of this exploration. And if you have anything to share and anything to add to this, I'd love to hear it. Any thoughts about how you've explained a passion for a more esoteric subject to a family member, whether, like, even history. I think history is, like, more concrete to people, but it's still like, well, why are you studying history? Like, what are you going to do with that? How are you going to feed yourself? So I'd love to hear from you. Anyways, thank you for watching.